Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
We were just talking about basketball on the Time Warner Channel TNT. We just get news that Marv Albert, who has been the voice of NBA basketball, New York Knicks and Brooklyn Nets for many years, is retiring after the Eastern Conference Finals that are coming up very soon. Nearly 60 years of broadcasting NBA basketball and other sports, though he's really linked most distinctly with the NBA, Marv Albert retiring as he approaches the age of 80. Right now, we're go to the other end of the spectrum, a gentleman who's just starting in his job as California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, who took the place of Javier Becerra, who was chosen by Governor Newsom. Rob Bonta was to take Javier Becerra's spot. Javier Becerra was chosen by President Biden to be Secretary of Health and Human Services. Mr. Bonta, thank you so much. Welcome to Air Talk.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me. Honored to be here.
So let's start, first of all, with right out of the gate, what you've seen as your charge in this position. What are your highest priorities first?
I see the role of serving as California's Attorney General as being the people's attorney, of standing up for and fighting for everyday people, folks who've been abused or hurt or mistreated and harmed and need someone and deserve someone to be their champion, to balance the scales of justice, to make sure that I'm helping the little guy from the overreach of authority and the abuse of power of the big guy. And unfortunately in California, that takes many forms. And my goal and my role will be to be involved in all those spaces to make the people of California's fights my fights, to have their back, to take care of them, and make sure that they are treated fairly. It could be the folks who in our criminal justice system are deserving of more humanity, more compassion, and a second chance. It could be standing up for folks who are being cheated by a multinational corporation and treated unfairly. It could be communities that live at the intersection of poverty and pollution and are forced to drink dirty water or breathe unhealthy air. It takes many forms. And certainly in this moment in the state of crisis, it also takes the form of our API community, who is in a full state of crisis, full state of emergency when it comes to API hate violence, and deserves and has an attorney general who will fight for them.
And speaking of that, I know you're making this a priority. You're a Filipino American yourself, in fighting this violence against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. What way do you see that happening? You know, one of the things that seems we're not really getting much information are on the profile of those that are attacking Asian Americans and carrying out this violence, because it would seem that would be one of the ways is determining, you know, sort of where the attitudes are held and what violence is being acted out of those attitudes. Is that something that your office can help us better understand so it can be combated?
Larry, we're working at the whole gamut of approaches. There's no panacea, no single action that will address all of the complexities that have led to the state of emergency and state of crisis. But there are many places where we can move the needle and make a difference and prevent a hate crime from happening in the first place, or help someone who is a tragic victim of a hate crime to heal. And so we're taking on an approach where where it's multifaceted. And I set up last week as a marker of the priority and importance of addressing hate crimes in the state of California, the Racial Justice Bureau, to house much of the anti-API hate violence work of the Department of Justice, and to prioritize it with resources. And Department of Justice team members, six new attorneys and a supervising deputy attorney general specifically. And in that bureau will be taking on the insidious effects of white supremacy and hate organizations by going after organizations that are organized around promoting hate. And we're addressing implicit and explicit bias in policing. We're helping with law enforcement best practices, including investigating and identifying hate crimes as such. We've seen data that shows that over 50% of, or around 50% of actual hate crimes are not identified or investigated as hate crimes. We're looking at campus climate issues, making sure there's supportive structures in place to help make sure that young people are treated equitably and fairly. And so there's many areas where we're getting involved, Larry.
And I know one of the big challenges of hate crimes is underreporting, particularly among Asian Americans, where historically the view has been that a tiny percentage of the actual attacks end up getting reported. When we come back, I want to find out what sorts of things your office is able to do to encourage timely reporting of those incidents. We're talking with the new Attorney General for California, Rob Bonta. We'll be back in 1 minute on Air Talk. California's new Attorney General, Rob Bonta, joining us on Air Talk. He succeeds Javier Becerra, now the Secretary of Health and Human Services in President Biden's cabinet. What sorts of efforts is your office going to be able to make to get more people who are the victims of hate crimes to report those crimes?
Well, we know, as you mentioned, Larry, that there is significant underreporting of hate crimes by the API community. And it's really important that in order to increase that reporting, that members of the API community, witnesses, victims, other members of the community know that when reports are made, they will be listened to, they will be prioritized. So I say to the API community, I see you, I value you, I am you, and I am prioritizing addressing API hate violence, which is unacceptable in the state of California. And it should be reported to local law enforcement and to the Department of Justice whenever and wherever it happens. And we are doing outreach to communities, working with community-based organizations and community leaders to make sure they know of our prioritization and our commitment to addressing API hate violence. One of the most frustrating and difficult things about API hate violence in the past has been the belief and sadly sometimes the reality that the reporting of API hate violence fell on deaf ears and wasn't prioritized. Nothing was done about it. That is not the case in my office. It is the opposite. All right. So knowing that there will be a response, knowing that there will be prioritization, that the communities are valued and reports will be acted on is a key part of it. Also making sure that we have a better infrastructure and process for gathering information and receiving reporting statewide is going to be critical. And we're working on that and what the best way to do that is. It could be a combination of working with government and community-based organizations, community-based okay. organizations that have earned trust with communities. So, but I think it's really okay. important, Larry, that API community members know that when the report is made, something will be done. And that is absolutely true when it comes to the Department of Justice.
Mr. Bonta, back in January, Javier Becerra launched a California investigation into the LA County Sheriff's Department. Do you have any update on where that investigation stands and whether the course of that investigation will change with you now, the Attorney General?
The only update is that that is an investigation that's continuing, and we're going to continue to continue the work that Attorney General Becerra started by launching the investigation. It is important to make sure that we have compliance and commitment to best practices and compliance with all civil rights of the people of California. So we are continuing that investigation and work in Los Angeles.
Also, the Attorney General's office has responsibility to investigate many officer-involved shootings. And how is your office going to be dealing with those cases of use of force? What sorts of changes do you contemplate?
That's a top priority for us, Larry, to stand up the division that will carry out the role and responsibility of the California Attorney General's office to conduct independent, thorough, accurate investigations of officer-involved shootings in California that lead to the death of an unarmed Californian. That's the requirement of a law in place called AB 1506. And subject to the funding that we will receive around July 1st, we will have a division that is prepared and ready to conduct those investigations from early on in the investigation through the potential charging decision, and do it anywhere in California, wherever a qualifying officer-involved shooting occurs. And this is not something that the Attorney General's office has done traditionally, conducting this many investigations this early in the process, broadly throughout the state of California. And so it requires our commitment and our planning, which we're doing now. And we're looking forward to fulfilling our obligation under this new law.
Rob Bonta, California Attorney General, thank you, sir, for being with us. We appreciate it.
Honored to be with you, Larry. Thank you.
Thanks. Look forward to talking with you again. We just got word from the California Department of Public Health that the state will not lift the mask requirement in effect until June 15th. That to give the public time to prepare and ensure that the virus cases stay low. So again, California will not lift the indoor mask requirement until June 15th.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.